This is a wonderful day because we know God is in control. Even though things look dark, we're glad to be looking through the eyes of faith because we know our Heavenly Father's ultimately in charge. And the wonderful Lord has brought Brother Freedom by the living room. Just a few moments ago, he came through the living room front door, and the Lord, I believe, has been speaking to him and showing him wonderful things, and the Holy Ghost is going to guide him. And I just pray that you'll listen, because you'll receive something if you pray and believe. Father, thank you. Thank you. We aren't worthy to be a part of this wonderful ministry that you're doing. We're just so glad to ride on your coattails. Lord, you're glorious. You're wonderful. You're infinitely beyond our imagination. And we're just so glad we have such a wonderful Father. We just praise you, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And we thank you in advance for your wonderful working today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father, we thank you this day. We thank you for your presence. We thank you that your hand is not short, that you cannot reach out and touch. We thank you for your blessings forevermore. We thank you for that peace that passes all understanding. And we thank you that your joy is our strength. We thank you for all the blessings, all direction. Father God, I just thank you for the Holy Ghost. I thank you for that infilling, that special one that's so needful this day. And Father, I just thank you, thank you, thank you again. What you've done, what a privilege to be able to live in this time. We've been born to serve you, Lord. I know, I feel that. There's no other purpose that we was born to either serve or reject you. And that rejection is a terrible thing. Father, just help us to serve you with gladness this day. Lord, we have that special strength, that special anointing. That we have that joy, that peace, that mighty, like a mighty wind coming out from heaven. Pray that you'll move upon us in a mighty way. We lift that thy wonderful name, the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Under the Ila Kalamasanda Kila, O Kamashimo Sanda Makala. Hallelujah, hallelujah. For I say, perilous times is here, said the Spirit of God. It is written that these things shall come to pass. But I say, my people that are called by my name do not believe my word. They go into their own understanding. They're not yielded to what they hear, what they see, what they've been moved upon by my word. They work for their own direction. And I say man's way is what's going wrong this last hour. Man has not listened to their Lord, their God, their Savior. Even though they're Christian, they say in heart, but yet they do their own things. They want their own direction. They live in their little circle. And they live to be heard. Their strengths in themselves. Most of them live very loosely. Their character is a little shady. Their friends are not the best either. Many of their friends are inventors of wrong imaginations. Things that takes them off from the center and will of their God that they should be trusting, that they should be serving. And they will not allow my Spirit to speak to their hearts. They do not want that no longer. They want to praise me in worship where they feel good. In return, they don't want me to speak their heart, to condemn them, to put conviction in their heart. They're after their own manner of direction. And I say it's coming from the evil one. It comes from the one that's against me on this earth. And I say my people that are by my name need to humble themselves and pray in this last phase with power, with anointing, seeking every possible thing that I can give them. Many do not believe in my gifts and my spirit, but at least they should search for me. They should say read what my word says. Devour, eat it, digest it, that thou might be hungered after righteousness. The world is not hungry after my word no longer. I say the world is far from me, but those people that's gone drifting from me have lost their first love, in that they no longer hunger after my word. They're going after another direction, and they find themselves living in a place of self. I say this last hour, there's many people that do their own thing. They use money like it's very extravagantly. They just pour it out, many, and they're pouring it in holes that cannot be retained no longer. They're going to lose all that. And I say very shortly, it's not going to be long, I say the dollar will not mean much. I say a dollar will be like a penny now. And I say when this comes to pass, I said, people need to be careful because it's going to be perilous times. And I say, my church needs to cry out, Lord, come quickly. And I don't hear that from my church. They're not even wanting me to come. Many are not, oh, just hold off a little longer. But I say, when things get tough, my church will cry out, say, Lord, please come back. But I say, many times this happens, yea, I may have already come. And I say, what would happen if you would gain this whole world and lose that time when I'm coming? You might say, well, I'm okay, I'm still alive, but I say when this happens, there's going to be things that happen upon this earth that you never thought before. There's no way that man can describe them. It's a day of Job's troubles. Worse than that, there's perilous times every place you look. There's disease, there's perplexities, there's divers temptations, there's overboard of things as corruptible. I say my people don't know what's even, how can they can't, there's no way to describe it to my people to know what's going to take place. But I say it's going to find out very fast that there's going to be wicked problems. The wickedness is going to great, just like he's going to have a powerful day and he's going to take over. And I say those that have lived carelessly, they're going to feel this. And I say many are even take their own lives. They'll take it by taking their own life many times. I say my coming is very soon. My people need to be prepared. They need to be ready. For I say judgment must begin at the house of God. It first begin of them, which is the end of them that believe not. My people need to search for me. They need to do like Nineveh. They need to put on sackcloth and not ashes and pray. But that day might be short, not come to pass that way. My people, there's nobody's, there are many that don't even, they don't seem to care. They're living caught up in their own foolish imaginations. They're caught up in things that their feelings. They're caught up in great going places, all the extravagant things that man can do. And they're doing it under my name. They're making very vacations and great parties of extreme, with extremes, which is careless living. And when this is all come to pass, there'll be quite a shaking that's going to take place. And this day, my child, thou should not be here at that time, because that shaking will be not a good place. It's far where I've called my people to come in. But I say the unrighteous is going to be with the mean ones, the bad ones, the wicked ones. When this comes to pass, there will be no place that you can cry out. There will be no place to have prayer meetings. There's no place. It's going to be so bad that no one, you can't imagine. You're going to feel it. You're going to feel the wickedness, the dross, the wicked imagination from careless living. And I say, what's happening right now, my people are very careless in the way they live. If it could be described right over again, my people are very careless in the way they live. Do you hear that? You're all out there are very careless. My people need to surely seek me. If they shall seek me, they shall find me. But the thing is, they do not seek me. They're having too much fun in their own direction. But I say it's careless times. My people search this day and I will answer thee. And I'll bless thee. But I say, there's a day coming when there'll be no more light. It'll be night. A day of judgment is coming. For this saith the Spirit of God.
Father, Father, we thank you, Lord. Lord, help us to be ready. Help us look upon you. Lord, balance us in the search for you. Help us to walk in victorious living. Help us walk, not ashamed, not carelessly, as your words, you talk about careless living. And Lord, I think that's really sad when people are living in a careless way. They really no way to describe their end and are off from you this day. Father, I just pray that you touch this message this day in a very special way. In Jesus' name, amen. I truly believe that we're living in a time when we need an extra help. We need extra strength. And there's only one department, and I think that can have this. That's being led by the Spirit. The fourth chapter of Luke describes it. Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned to Jordan and was led by the Spirit for 40 days. Romans says he was led all the way by the Spirit that even lifted him up into death. He was led by the Spirit. And if he needed the Spirit so much more than we need the Spirit, we don't even have anything. Jesus would, he stripped himself of all power, of all authority, of the thing. He could have cast down, he could have done everything, but he refused to do that because he was going to live this world for a sacrifice. And he did. He led those 3.5 years or so perfectly, all his 30-some years perfectly as a sacrifice. He was out blemish. And he took upon his shoulders our stripes, what was had us sunk in the sin, that we could be set free, that we could believe on that name, the name of all names. We could accept it as a Lord and Savior, and we could receive that atonement for sin through the acknowledgement as we say, Lord, I want you to forgive me this day. I want you to come into my life. Make me a new creation. Make me an overcomer this day. Help me to be ready for whatever your kingdom say. We don't know. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth whatsoever. We should all be saved. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. But we are not looking that way. I say, my people, thou must look to these things. God's here to help us this day because I believe this is coming to pass very shortly. Troublesome times. Daniel spoke about it. He said there will be a lot of going to and fro. Do you ever see how much there's to and fro? Everybody is going to and fro. Lickety-split, they're going to vacations. They're going to see things. I've got a brother. He just gets out of one thing and he goes back and does the other. And I see them, I just talked to some other people I knew from Texas and say they're going the same way. They're just going, they're having fun. Yet the world is dying. And I think the child of God, true child of God, could not have fun in this fun if you know that this world was coming to pass and what's going to be the penalty. If you had any heart at all for souls, you wouldn't feel good about it. You'd feel bad about living in lavish living, all dining and whining, all the things, the pleasure of man. And yet, out here, people are souls. But you know, old man, those that walk this way, they're going to be at want too. So you may make your day good now, because there's going to be a day that you might be wanting. You might be in serious problems. I'm talking to wherever this word goes throughout the world today, but you need to be ready for Jesus. And Jesus is the only way. He's the truth, the life. No one can come to the Father but by Him. There is no deliverance only through the cross of Jesus Christ. Jesus hung upon that cross and His blood was spilled that we might have forgiven sin and we could be healed. By His stripes we are healed. And the effectual prayer of a righteous man availeth prayer come from the cross of Jesus Christ. That God give Jesus power over grave, death, and hell. He gave the church power. He gave the church the anointing. Then He wrote the word of God that He will be the head of the church. And He is the head. He came to save those lost. He came to make us whole. He didn't just come to heal us, but He came to save us. He came to heal our hearts. And I tell you, this day that we're living in, there's so many hearts I know are full of wickedness. You talk or even be around anybody, they don't say 10 words if there's something vulgar, trashy that comes out of their minds. And that's out of their heart, really. What's down in your heart, it's there. And your mind is there for a minute, but when After you have it in your mind a while, it gets down in your heart. Then it gets more in your heart, and then you get that in your mind too. Pretty soon you get, your heart gets simply, terribly sinful. It needs to be cleansed by the blood of the cross. You need to be cleansed by Jesus Christ, your Savior. And that's the only way that we can receive atonement. If we have been saved in one time and we run out backslid, we're going to have to ask Him in. Make me over, Lord. Forgive me. But He will do it. There's time right now. Now's the time to wake out of sleep. Now's the time to say, Lord, I know You're coming soon. I want to be ready. I don't want to be here and with warning. I don't want to be here living a careless life. I want to be above reproach. I want to be walking in victory. I want to have Your promises in my heart. I want to be a testimony wherever place to go that my life, it wasn't what I say, but my life will spell holiness unto God. My life reflects the things of God. My life will live in victory. I will live in God's promises. I will live determined to serve Him forever and ever. We need that in our heart. We need to take a place, a stand for God. We're going to live holy. The Bible plainly says, without holiness, no man shall see or please God. And I believe there's a lot of men that are living also that are not for their sacrifice is not very pleasing. Bible says having a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable God, is only your reasonable service. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye might prove what is that good. There's something that we got to do. Proving something is getting out of work. You prove a horse, you see what a horse can do. And we as God's people must see what God can do in our heart. We can't do nothing, but we'll give ourselves, put ourselves in the altar of God and say, Lord, here, take me. God starts working on us. This law, He's got us where He wants us. We become a vessel of praise. We become a vessel of honor. We become a vessel that God's proud of. But we don't ever ask Him. We don't actually say, Lord, put me on that altar. We just live it sort of loosely. We still go, through the motions. We go through the motion, it'll be Wednesday night. Sometimes, it's a real sacrifice to make Wednesday night. But Sunday morning, I'm at church. And Sunday night, I'm at church. And we just have the great music. And the preacher, he just preaches sort of what we want him to preach. And that's what's happening. That's just what's happening. There's no conviction on the Word. There's no convicting power by God. Thus says the Spirit of God. We're living loosely in this hour. We're living after the way of Baal. We're living in the way of unrighteousness. And then the only way it'll take us is the way from God. It'll take us away from the cross of Jesus Christ. And that cross leads, we gotta seek God. We gotta come to Jesus Himself and say, Lord, I want You. I take Your sacrifice, Father. I believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank You. I know that I'm a wretched sinner, but I want to be saved. I want to be an overcomer. I want to walk, model myself after You, Father. Help me this day, and the Lord will help you. But we've got to put our emotions into action. We've got to seek God. We've got to determine to live God's way. We're determined not to live the way of the world, but we're coming out of this world. The Bible says, what agreement have the temple of God with idols? That's what's the agreement of the temple of God with the world. And I put that idol as world. God said He will dwell with them, He will walk with them, He will be their God, and they shall be His people. Therefore, come out from among it. And be ye separate, come out from among it. I don't see people coming out from among it. They're still in their own flesh. And I read here in Romans, this: it's the flesh will take us to the wrong way. The Spirit is life, and the flesh is death. Alive unto God. Our spirit should be alive in God. We should be having the glory of God. We should know that God's risen. He's powerful. He's moving in us. If we are like we're morbid, we're over here, we're just like a tombstone in the graveyard. We just sit over here and got a real written our stuff. This where I am. That's all it is. We're dead. We need to be alive. We need to be alive in the Lord Jesus Christ. The power, the love, the praise that above reproach. Hallelujah. I was picked for a thing for the gym where I went. I wanted to put something on it. The Lord let me, I didn't want it to be too, what you call, churchy, but I wanted to be godly. So I thought, and the Lord, I woke, I couldn't, for simply 3 days, but I still wasn't getting what I wanted. That night when I went to bed, the Lord spoke my heart, started clear to show me what it was. So I says, I thank God that the Lord's been with me. Some people don't even understand that. But I thankful most of all, Lord, that I can really know you. Without a shadow of doubt that I know you. And that should be, we know him after we get separated from sin. We get to know, he can't look at us when we're unrighteous. Now, when we get to know him is when we get, when we're clean enough for him to deal with us. That's where you are out there. Many of you people are not clean enough where God can deal with you. It's between you and him, but you got to put him first. The Bible plainly says his eyes run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong. That's what it's talking about, what we're talking about. On behalf whose heart is made perfect toward him. We don't get perfect, but we work on it, and God will help us to become perfect. God will help us to be an overcomer. Where his spirit is, there is love, there is strength, there is power, there is a witness of the spirit. And with God, there's all things are possible. You know, when you pray, the Lord will, when I pray, I know if it's impossible, that's when God's going to make amends. The Lord just told me today that I hope that it keeps this. He told me when I prayed for anybody, I could know or surely it's going to happen. I've always thought that it would be reaffirmed at this day. When I pray for somebody, I know that God, I've got to keep myself right, and you do too. We all have to keep ourselves right with him. It's just a voice. It's a sham what we do the other way. When we start praying for something, and we're so far from God, the Bible says we pray in a mist. In James, it says we pray, and that's what's happening. Many people pray in a mist. Their prayer's not heard. It's like never been said. But God wants us to work by our words that we're justified, by our words that we're condemned, that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, in the whose sight, thy and the Lord's sight, my strength. The Lord, my Redeemer. The Lord is my strength, my Redeemer. He is all. But it comes as we rely on him, it becomes an overcomer. When we start off with the Lord, we don't start off that way. We grow into it. And once we get into it, because it takes too long to get back into it. It's something that God don't want you to be wishy-washy. He wants you to keep in there all the time. So that there's no even thought about going out some way where you're a little shady, where you want away from the Lord. God wants us to have our ideals and everything higher, and our plans and all the Lord Jesus Christ. Everything we do is lifting up, not down. Our eyes are upon the hills of God. I'll search for those. The Bible says, make a joyful noise on the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence and sing. Know that he is God. He's the one that made us. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Enter his courts with praise. Be thankful for him. Bless his holy name. God wants us to keep our eyes upon the Lord. And they want to be a vessel of praise, a vessel of honor, a vessel that's set aside for the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not asking too much. The Bible says it's only our own reasonable service. It's no more than our reasonable service to serve God. It's not no big thing. It's not a big thing to provide service to God. But it's a very important thing. If I'll be important in it, then he will make me do big things. If I can be big things myself, I do know, I can't even do little things. It's just that way. It's that simple. It's very simple philosophy. You rely totally on the Lord, you'll do great things. That's if your life is bears up for being. And it will be if you're waiting upon the Lord. I believe it. It takes the anointing to break the yoke. And God still uses the anointing. You just can't go out here and keep that anointing. It's the glory part. It's the power part. And the anointing is it. It's the anointing of God. It's the Spirit of God that allows you to be moved, born by his power. That you might be a blessing in this life. That you might walk above reproach. You might walk justified. Being justified, therefore, by faith, we have peace with God through Jesus Christ the Lord. We're justified by faith through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory, praise forever and ever. It's a power that we all need. We need that risen sacrifice that Jesus gave, and he lets us to walk in victory because he's there. We can be there. We're not doing it in ourselves because our eyes are not on man. Our eyes upon the Lord. Oh, praise God. God is so wonderful, so exciting. He is glorious. He's marvelous. He's glorious, glorious, glorious. I pray that God, that you bless this day, bless this people, bless the hearts of those this day. If there's any out there that want prayer, have prayer requests, please write in, because I believe that God's going to hear your prayer if you call right in. If you mean minister of God, God's going to touch your heart. And I pray that God will bless you in a mighty way. I pray that this will be your day. I pray that you'll look not at the things of this world, but look at the things of God. Your eyes are upon the Lord. Your promise is in the Word of God. You walk in victory. You walk in His promises. God bless you all. I pray that God will bless you in a very special way. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen, 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 amen.
Brother Freedom, there's a lady named Mary that's under the attack of the enemy, and she's asked for your prayer. She wrote again this morning.
Mary?
Mary. And I don't know
I'll pray right now. The Bible says, where two shall agree as touching anything, give me your hand. We're going to agree here together, Mary, right now. But I'm just saying that all getting everything right. Where two shall agree as touching anything, it shall be done. And also the gift of healing. And God just reaffirmed that this day. And I believe, Mary, that you're going to be healed. Come against the power of darkness. Set you free, Mary, that you might be a witness. In Jesus' name, amen, 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 amen. It's done.
Amen.
I feel the power of God.
I felt that. Like a
like a 20-pound voltage from heaven.
Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord.
Mary, be healed.
Amen. I agree. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. What a wonderful day we're having. God is good. Why don't you click on down here, another sermon? These will fire you up for the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen.